What's new, dude? What is
Okay,
new?
so the crazy thing that I'm seeing right now everywhere is that apparently, according to TechCrunch, they got some like insider scoop, right? You know, how everyone's digging their insider scoops. Perplexity AI, which I don't know if you've used it a lot, but I've been following it a lot and have used it and have people that are like religious about it. They're
That's the one where
recently.
Perplexity can go in and find sentiment, like it can go scrape the web and tell you what's going on in real time. Is that
Yeah,
what
I
it
mean, it
does?
pretty much replaces Google. So you just like use it like a Google search, and then it's going to give you the answer, but it's like super concise. It has links to the actual like web pages where it got the data. And like if you click the links, it can show you like the part. So it's like hyperlinks to like the part of the article. So it's just like it replaces all the search you have to do in Google. It really kind of kills Google. And the thing is, like, there's been a couple players that have done similar things that I've seen. And a lot of the time I'm like, nah, this isn't going to kill Google. It's just not as good. Like Perplexity is as good. They fine tune on top of the models they use. They let you switch between like if you want to use Mistral or Llama or ChatGPT 4 for like is your main like text engine, your LLM on there. They let you change that. But like no matter what, and they have their own, I think, but no matter what you choose, like it's legitimately good. Jeff Bezos invested in it.
Okay.
So in any case, they're right now raising $250 million. Again, they've raised like they keep raising. They're like one of these companies where I feel like if you're kind of like hot in the AI space, you just keep going and just take as much money as you can because who knows how long it's going to be like this frothy and the valuations are going to be this high. They're one of the big players. They're just going to keep pushing. They're doing it at a $2.5 billion valuation. But let me just tell you, I'm going to break down like what their trajectory has been, and then I want your opinion on this. So right now it's $250 million that they're raising at like a $2.5 billion valuation. They just raised 4 months ago. So in January, they raised $74 million at a $540 million valuation. So their valuation is up like almost 5x since January. And that's up from $121 million was their valuation back in April last year. So it's like April last year, $121 million. January this year, $540 million. And now, $2.5 to $3 billion. Also, in March, they closed some funding, which was I think they raised
Dang,
like $6 million at a $1 billion valuation in March. So like they are just
they're going hard.
hitting it and just going hard. What's
Yeah, I'm reading the
your
art.
comment there?
I'm reading the. Yeah, I wish I could raise every as frequently as that at that valuation.
Every
That
3 months.
that's wild. I'm reading right now. So one of the reasons why they're raising so quickly is because of compute power that they need. I guess people are thinking that this might actually replace Google. So in that case, that would actually be worth evaluation. But Google has, like, if all Perplexity has is like a cool, concise answer, like Google has that too a lot of the time. Like, what else does Perplexity have, like, as far as its product goes, do you know?
They have their own AI model, right? So you couldn't just like be a wrapper on top of like GPT and probably get these valuations, but they're like, I think
Right.
they were able to get a lot of users and they had charged $20 a month for it. So it's like they got a lot of users. So then they're like, oh shoot, they raised a bunch of money and got a bunch of AI scientists, made their own models. So they're like, look, we have our own model. Plus, you could use whatever model you want. And I don't know. I think their model, beyond just like being a competitor to like GPT-4, I think it's a model that goes on top of it. So it's like a model that helps with like the giving you the really good results or whatever, but
I
could
see.
still use others. But you know, you need your own model if you want to get be a billion-dollar
So
valuation.
I guess Perplexity could be a lot of things then, besides just a search engine, maybe.
Like maybe they have an API that other people can use and integrate with stuff. I mean, I haven't rolled that out yet, but I'm sure that's what they're pitching right now if they're trying to get these valuations. One thing that's interesting though is that NEA and IPV, those both are VC funds. They backed it at lower valuations and they're coming on this larger round. So to me, this is interesting because it's like, it's not just like they're finding like a new sucker to go at a higher valuation. Like they're literally, they got like NEA, one of a top 10 VC in the US, invested a lower round and are now coming on at a higher round. My question is like, is this a strategy by NEA to like make sure to lock in their gains? Like they got a really good valuation below and they're like, we want a 10x evaluation. The easiest way to 10x our evaluation of a lower round is to come in at a higher round with just like a little bit of money, but like we're gonna come in at the higher round. Now there are lower rounds definitely worth like 10x evaluation.
Yeah, I wonder if investors are like dipping out now, right? Like they've already 10x'd, you know, time to leave. I'm looking.
They could have 10x'd, taken a little bit of that profit, rolled it into the next round, but it's like it secures, like it locks in their lower gains. You know what I mean?
Right. Now it's just gravy. Yeah, I'm looking. So when I opened up Perplexity.ai, they have this enterprise pro plan. And I was like, what are people using it? And so here are a couple of use cases. Product teams at Zoom use Perplexity focus functionality for targeted search. Like, what the heck does that mean? Or HP Salesforce taps into Perplexity for rapid in-depth prospect research. It's like anything you could just use Google for. They're like, teams at these places. Health editorial teams at Thrive Global are creating validated behavior change micro steps based on the latest peer-reviewed science. That's so wordy.
Literally. Well, okay, so that's funny. What's funny to me is when they're saying, like, these teams at these big companies are using it for this useful stuff. It's like, dude, that, like, you could say ChatGPT could say that about every major corporation in America. It's like, yeah. Bankers at JP Morgan Chase are using GPT to analyze financial data and come up with, like, best investment outcomes for clients on, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, imagine Google. Google would be like astronauts use Google to, like, like research what the moon.
For like astrophysics and rocket science calculations.
like Elon Musk uses Google to go to the moon. Yeah. To launch satellites into space. It's like, yeah. They search for things out there. That's pretty funny. Cool deal. Well,
yeah, I mean, I'm not mad about that. I think every company tries to do that. Everyone tries to validate, like, back in the day, it was like as seen on Fox News, CNN, ABC News. Like, that was how you, like, build credibility. Now it's like you build credibility by the people that are using it. But it's just like, if it's a useful tool that does something general, it's not like people are just using it because it's you. They're just, you know, it's like an AI tool. And also you.com does the same thing. And also, like, ChatGPT can do most of the same thing. So it's like, they could use any of them, but, you know.
Yeah, like Bing, like Microsoft's Bing, you know, is the same thing now. And speaking of Microsoft, isn't that like didn't something happen there? They released a new, was it them who did like the new picture AI model? Or who was it?
Oh, no. Adobe just came out with a new picture AI model, Firefly Image 3, which is actually really good. So Firefly Image 3 essentially allows